You there? WIUG 488. I got, I'm doing it on a ham study. Roger.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of them too. Yep. And all I can say is, you know, in your spare time, I would take two or three tests a day. You know, it didn't matter, you know, didn't matter if I got a 90 on it or a 77 on it. I took another one, and then took another one, and then I stopped. And then the next day, I took three more tests. And you just got to keep at it until you see enough of them questions that you memorize the answer to them.
I see what you're saying. Hey, by the way, you can talk to ISS if you want, because you got that, what they call a tech license.
Yeah, I would need the equipment first. So far I don't, but I will get there.
Oh, use the one you can do it with, use the one you got.
I don't know if they do 2-meter or not. And my 2-meter radio is a TIT radio H8, you know. Nothing fancy right now. I'm talking on the H3 right now, but the H8 is what I do on my 2-meter. So I probably need a little bit more to get to that space station.
Yeah, you might. I don't know, you're going to have at least 10 watts. And I have one radio, it's an 8 watt. It's bumping 8 watts. Anyhow, yeah, then you know what? I don't know if they come by you, they can hear you probably, but you got to be outside. You cannot be inside the house because that's just a little bit higher.
Yeah, and if I have to be outside the house, it's a little too cold out there yet for me. I'm a wuss.
I see what you're saying, Dave. Yeah, no problem. Hey. Yeah, they got the schedule. If you want, I can give you the frequency.
Yeah, is there an app for the frequencies that they're on? Because I have a tracker on my phone. I know when it gets close, but I have no clue on what frequencies they're on.
Give me a second. I think they're 437 8000. You can hear them. And you know what? They were here at 6 o'clock. And let's see what the other schedule. Hold on.